What's up, everybody? Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Everyday Stoicism. Now I know what you're thinking. Stoicism? Isn't that all about ancient philosophers and marble statues? Well, hold on a second. Stoicism isn't just some dusty old relic from the past. It's a practical toolkit for navigating the ups and downs of modern life, especially in this crazy world of constant notifications and social media updates. Ever feel like you're being sucked into a vortex of likes, shares, and endless scrolling? You know that feeling when your phone vibrates and you just have to check it, even if you're in the middle of something important? Yeah, me too. But guess what? We don't have to be slaves to the scroll. Today, we're diving into some simple strategies for managing social media use so you can reclaim your time and focus on what truly matters. First things first. Awareness is key. Before you can manage something, you gotta know where it's taking you. Start by tracking your social media usage. You might be surprised at how much time you're actually spending scrolling through those feeds. Just like a personal trainer helps you understand your fitness level before creating a workout plan, understanding your current habits is the first step to making positive changes. Next up, set realistic goals. We're not talking about going cold turkey and deleting all your accounts unless that's truly what you want. Start small with achievable goals, like limiting your time on specific apps or designating certain times of day as phone-free zones. Think of it like a diet you wouldn't try to overhaul your entire eating habits overnight. You'd gradually make healthier choices and build sustainable patterns. Speaking of patterns, break those mindless scrolling loops. When you find yourself mindlessly reaching for your phone, ask yourself, why am I doing this? Are you bored? Stressed? Lonely? Once you identify a trigger, you can start to address it in a more constructive way. Maybe you need to take a walk, call a friend, or simply engage in an activity that brings you joy. Remember, social media is a tool, not your master. You get to decide how you use it and what role it plays in your life. If it's causing more stress than joy, it might be time to reevaluate your relationship with it. Think of it like this. If a certain song is always putting you in a bad mood, wouldn't you skip it? Now, let's talk about something I call intentional scrolling. Instead of just mindlessly flipping through feeds, think about what you want to gain from your social media experience. Are you looking for inspiration? To connect with friends and family? To learn something new? Once you have a clear purpose in mind, you can curate your feeds and choose content that aligns with your goals. Think of it like building a playlist you wouldn't just throw every song you've ever heard into the mix. You carefully select tracks that create a specific mood or vibe. The same principle applies to social media. Be intentional about what you consume and how it impacts your thoughts, feelings, and actions. Let me tell you about a time when I really put these strategies into practice. I was feeling overwhelmed by the constant stream of information and negativity on social media. I decided to take a break and focus on other things: reading, spending time in nature, connecting with friends offline. And guess what? It made a world of difference. I felt calmer, more focused, and less stressed. The point is, you have the power to choose how social media affects your life. Don't let it control you. Take charge and use these strategies to create a more positive and fulfilling experience. So, what are you waiting for? Take a deep breath, put down your phone for a minute, and start applying these simple yet powerful strategies today. Remember, small changes can lead to big results. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who might benefit from hearing it. We're all in this together, folks. See you on the next episode of Everyday Stoicism.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.